In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly King, Paraclete, Spirit of Truth, you who are everywhere present and fill all things, treasury of all that is good, Master of life, come, dwell within us, cleanse us from all stain, and save our souls, O good one. Mary, cause of our joy, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, we're moving now into, I think it's talk 17, yes. And it occurred to me as I was praying about this and getting it ready that before I move on to another angle, I just thought, well, what about just looking at what I did this Sunday? Today is Monday. What is it anyway? 26th of August. And so it was just yesterday. You remember, I don't know, by the time you get this, it won't be, you know, it'll be several weeks or months down the road. The gospel was a very famous but difficult passage, and we have it in Luke. You know, the question, will only a few people be saved? The Lord doesn't answer that. He says, strive to enter through the narrow gate. So, many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be, in my translation, strong enough. I'm not quite sure that's exactly a good translation, but we'll talk about that later. Iskisusin is the word, yeah, which comes from, you know, means strength, but it can only mean just able. Anyway, so I'd already, of course, done the work and did the broadcast on these readings. Now I had to sit down and pray and figure out what the Lord wanted said. Well, I help out in a parish, which is a very lovely parish. It's middle class, upper middle class. We have the same composition that most people have. There are some very beautiful, fervent people. Leave us in the dust. Then there's some very good Catholics. And then there are others who kind of go, but they don't want to be troubled. And then there are others who drop in once in a while. So, as I was looking at this gospel, this is the one about, you know, our Lord answers the question, are there going to be, you know, are there many people who are going to be saved? And his answer, strive to enter through the narrow door. For many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be able, as I just said. Now, I thought, I've got to preach that. I've already made a whole tape on everybody else preaching on it. Now I have to preach on it. And what am I going to say that's going to encourage people and not sound like a condemnation, but is not going to water down our Lord's words? I have no right to do that. These are the words. This is the canonical text. This is the text the church wants preached. That means the Lord wants it preached. So I have no right to water it down or talk about my hunting trip. I don't have any, but if I did, I have to preach that. And so I prayed a lot. And I finally got this understanding. It came to me, you know, St. Thomas says that fraternal correction is a form of almsgiving. It gives away something to somebody who needs it. It's not correction like, I'm great and you're bad. It's that this is almsgiving. I give you something you need, and it's from me. So I did pray a lot about what I was going to do, knowing I had to, when I got to the gospel, I was going to be, and it was probably about 300 people and 400 people in the church. So the first text, by the time you get this, it'll be several months down the road. So I'll just remind you. The first reading on this 21st Sunday in the year of Cycle C was Isaiah 66, 18 to 21. Now, as I mentioned when I got this already, and if you heard it, you know what I'm talking about. These are almost the last verses in Isaiah. And it's a promise, you see. I'm coming to gather all nations and tongues. They shall come and see my kavod, my kavodi, my glory. I will place a sign among them. From them I will send survivors to the nations, to Tarshish, Put and Lud, Mosok, Tubal and Javan, and so forth, who have never heard of my name or seen my glory, and they shall proclaim my kavod, my living, saving, awesome presence to all the nations, and they shall bring all your kin from all the nations. And so the promise is that the Gentiles are going to come in. Now, this is what they picked to throw light on the gospel, which is quite different, as you remember. They will come, and the implication is from the last line, some of these I will take as priests and Levites. Some of the foreigners who are coming streaming to Jerusalem. All right, so I had that idea. And then the psalm that day was Psalm 117, and it was about telling all the nations about the Lord. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Glorify Him. We want the whole world to glorify God. The second reading was about the discipline of the Lord. So Hebrews 12, 5 to 13, with 8, 9, and 10 omitted. I don't know why, except for time. You have forgotten the exhortation addressed to you as children. Now this is going to help a bit with the gospel. Do not disdain the discipline of the Lord, or lose heart when reproved by Him. For whom the Lord loves, He disciplines. He scourges every son He acknowledges. And so endure your trials, that's the theme of the letter, as God treats you as sons. But what son is there among whom his father does not discipline? Now that text is meant to prepare us for the words of Jesus in the gospel. I'm still worried. I have a very nice group, as I say. I'm not worried about the really fervent people or the but I don't know what percentage, but I knew there'd be a good percentage who would be frightened or angered by preaching and explaining the gospel text. But I have to do it. I'm not up there to tell them about something else. I have to preach the gospel of the day. So I prayed and I thought, and so as you remember, I'm going to read part of the text for you. He went through the towns and villages teaching, making his way, this is Luke, this is the Lucan journey to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, Lord, will only a few people be saved? He answered, strive to enter through the narrow door. For many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be able. The liturgical translation will not be strong enough. I don't know what they meant by that. Not be able is the better translation, I would think, from Greek. Okay. Then he starts. After the master of the house has arisen and locked the door, then you will stand outside knocking and saying, Lord, open the door for us. And he will say to you in reply, I do not know where you are from. You're total strangers to me. And you will say, we ate and drank in your company. You taught in our streets. And he will say to you again, I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers. And there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. You see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. That's strong. And I have to preach on that. And people will come from the east and the west and the north and the south, and they will recline. Non-Jews at table For behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last, which is just God's way of acting. You know, people who have a lot of great privileges, even spiritual privileges, and get proud and don't care about others, they're going to wind up lucky to get in the door. And some who've been trying, but they've got terrible problems. You know, maybe they got a whole house, a couple of their parents are alcoholics. By the time they get them ready, you know, just to get out of bed and be too late to get to Mass, there's a lot of problems. But they're trying. So they look like they're last, but they're going to be first. Because they're trying, and they're trying to do the will of God. So how did I preach, which is the whole point of what I'm telling you this. I'll start, and then we'll take a break, and I'll try to finish. I started with the gospel. Well, I went a little bit through the other text, but I started with the gospel. And I said, listen to what the Lord says. When the fellow asks him, you see, are many going to be saved, or only a few? And he says, strive to enter through the narrow tiras, the gate. I tell you, many will try to enter, will seek to enter, literally, and not be able. Wow. Now, I'm talking to a group of, 300-400 Catholics. This is not out on the street where there's anybody. And the Lord wants this heard. And so, when he gets up and locks the door, okay? After the Master has arisen and locked the door, then you will stand outside and knocking and saying, Lord, open the door for us. And now this is Jesus, the Son of God, warning us. You see, I do not know where you are from. I don't know who you are. I don't know. I don't recognize you at all. And then you will say, we ate and drank in your company, trod in our streets. And he will say again, I don't know where you're coming from. I don't know who you are. Depart from me, all you evildoers. Now, as I was praying to get this ready, I just thought it might help. Because I have, this is my vocation to be getting these ready. I got a lot more time than the average parish priest. Anyway, I said, now what's going on here? You see? Well, I can't water it down. I have to preach that the Lord said this. And so I prayed a lot. First thing that came to me is the thing I've already mentioned, how fraternal correction is an act of almsgiving. So I have to tell them this. It's almsgiving. Some there need to hear this. So I said, well, all right, I got to do it. And I prayed a lot, and I said to the Lord, you know, because one of the temptations when we know we have to give a hard sermon is we're expecting resistance, and so we get interiorly mad, and that makes the whole darn thing come out much harsher than it has to be. All right, we're going to stop here and take a break, and then I'll come back to it.